With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump wants Israel to hold off on a plan to assassinate Iran's top leader as he holds out hope for a negotiated settlement. Jennifer King has the report.
President Trump vetoed a plan to kill Iran's supreme leader. Israel informed the Trump administration that it had developed a credible plan to kill Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, but after the briefing, the official says the White House made it clear that Trump was opposed to the move. In an interview on ABC's This Week, Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, was asked if Iran's supreme leader was off the target list.
Nobody who's threatening the destruction of Israel should be off the target list, but we're not going to discuss specific individuals, online.
Posting to social media, President Trump predicted that Israel and Iran would soon make a deal to end their escalating conflict and said the United States had nothing to do with the attacks. I'm Jennifer King.
Lawmakers still reeling from the shooting that killed one Minnesota state legislator and her husband and severely wounded another and his wife. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said she's praying for the recovery of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, who were shot and injured.
They are hanging in there. His wife was out of surgery first, and she's actually texted some of our mutual friends. And he may face some additional surgeries, but he is also in stable condition right now, from what I know. So they had multiple gun wounds.
Authorities said in a news conference Sunday evening they believe Vance Bolter is still alive and a nationwide warrant is out for his arrest. The manhunt for triple murder suspect Travis Decker about to end its third week. Decker, a fugitive, is accused of killing his three daughters. Search crews in Washington State have been focusing on the Enchantments Wilderness and surrounding areas. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support, pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo will continue his predecessor's controversial agreement with China that gives the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has such an arrangement, and conservative Catholics were outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand. Pope Leo has made his first appointment of a Chinese bishop and expressed satisfaction the decision was approved by the Communist Party. This is SRN News. The French president visits Greenland to show European support for the island coveted by President Trump.
French President Emmanuel Macron in Greenland on his way to the G7 in Canada. The European leader reiterating his criticism of President Trump's intention to take control of the strategic Arctic island by force if necessary, speaking mainly in French, saying, I don't think that's something allies do, and in English, restating support.
Convey a message of friendship and solidarity from France and the European Union to help this territory to face the different challenges.
Macron met with Greenland's leader as well as the Danish Prime Minister, since Greenland is an autonomous territory within Denmark. I'm Julie Walker.
And at least two people have died, 32 others injured, after an iron bridge over a river collapsed. It happened in India's Maharashtra state. More details at srnnews.com.